Amar Rava says, Hosom Trei Chazok Lekula. V'hocha Chode Chazok Lekula. Rava says another teretz. By the mace, there are two chazokas to be mekum. What are the two chazokas? Eshtin, this person was the Cheskes Chai. He was alive in the morning. So somewhere at night, he's still alive. Who are then the person that touched him? He also has a Cheskes Tor. Before we touched this person, he was Tor. You have a suffix, he touched somebody. We don't know if the guy is mace or not. The person has a Cheskes Tor on himself also. So we have two chazokas to go to Kulam. That's where Ramei goes to Kulam. Mashenka, now Mishnah, Hocha Chode Chazoka. And now Mishnah is only one chazoka. What's the chazoka? You put the truma there. Now true, the truma before Shabbos was Torah. We have a suffix, did it become Tommy or not, Vein HaShemashris. About you only have one chazoka does milk when you have a suffix, you write so. That's Rav's Teretz. Trashi, Rav Rama. Gabi no Gabi Yechod, Afil Nami, Afil Yesh Mekit Yedim. He wants to, even there could be talking about two Kit Yedim by the case of mace. Still is a chilut. But hosam trei chazokininu litar umishamachi yazim lakula. You could trail about the tray. Them it may saches kosu rishrena kol alayla v'chayhu. Eshner's the person was alive. V'yoyed hemet no geyachas kosu rishrena v'toru. The person that's touching him also had a cheskes tairo. Mashenk and ochel mastisim chode chazoku diiko. L'nei mehem et truma aches kosoi. Omishem chode chazoku le'marin and sadi hilka chazin l'churmum. Therefore, Vaita Rashi learns the same Akimta. We invite to train Trey to Edim. About you only have one chazaka does not a mock and train Trey. But two chazakas do help. Good. So, Bikitsa with Miyashu of Ramei. There's no Steve in Ramei now. Fred Gemara, though, Kashad Reb Yasi, Yad Reb Yasi. But we have a Steve in Reb Yasi. And now, a Mishnah, Reb Yasi goes the Kula. Reb Yasi goes the Kula. Why? Because about Eru with Chum, let's say it's only with Rabbanon, you go the Kula. And here, by Tumah, we say Rabbi Yosi goes the Chumrah. Even by Tumah, the Rabbanon, still Rabbi Yosi was Machmir. So how come by Tumah, the first Shiloh of Tumah was where the person was Tumah with the Rabbanon, and we have a Sofik, he was terrible in the Mikvah or not, we don't know whether the Tfilah good or not, Rabbi Yosi says the person is still Tumah. So, according to Sira and Rabbi Yosi, how come now Mishni goes the Kula, and here if a person was Tomei only with the Rabbanim, you have a suffix, if he went to the mikvah, if it was terrible or not, he's still Tomei. According to Sira, Omer Rav Huna, Bachinina, I'll tell you, Shani Tuma. Tuma tak is different. Hail v'yesh l'ikim in HaTorah. By the Shaila here, Tuma, even though it's only Tuma with the Rabbanim, it's only like Mayim Shuvim fell on him, or else he ate Oichlam Tumeim, but I call upon him as an ikim in HaTorah. That means there is a din tumah midi raisa. So any tumah midi rabbanim were machmim in a sofik. Ma'ashenk and Rubei Tchumim Baisas has no mokim midi raisim. Shreti Gemara, Shabbos na midi raisa hi. What do you mean? Shabbos also has lamates and lochas midi raisa. And the Gemara, Ksav Reb Yosi, Tchumim de rabbanim. Reb Yosi yos know that negay to this isser of walking out of the Tchum Shabbos apay mama, there is no isser di raisa. His tavim meaner is, he holds like Rashi said, kash. He howls like Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rashi Hoyo, Rashi Shabbos Nami Diraisi, Atchumim Poruch, Lamema the Tchumim Diraisi, Rabbi Kiva Masech the Saitim. His Avim means that Diraisi holds like Rabbi Kiva Shita, that Tchumim is Midiraisim. So if it's like Tchumim is Diraisim, why don't you go to Chumra? The Torah says no. Rabbi Yosi holds Tchumim is only Midirabonim. And there's not even a Tzad Isra, there's no, not even an Ikim Midiratorim. There's no Isra at all Midiraisa walking out of the Tchum Shabbos. Therefore, since it's 100% midrabbanan, minasofik we go to kulam. Ma'ashenki, where a person was tummy, even though he's only tummy midrabbanan, and still we go to chumra there. Why? Because there is such a side of an ikka tummy midiraisam. So any shail and tumma, you go to chumra according to Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara, they can now bring your raya for this. No, that's one teretz. The boy you say another teretz is hodi day hodi rabbi. One goes according to him, one goes according to his rabbi. So Rashi didei machmir afilu b'sofet rabbanim. Rabbi Yosi himself shita, that's a shita by tumah that even on a sofet rabbanim still is machmir. Umasnisin, I and our Mishnah Rabbi Yosi says a sofet eruv, you go lekul the eruv is kosher. I tell you that's the rabbi, that's the name of his rebbe. So tomorrow they can now have a raya for this. Tiktoni, the end of our Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, av tul mishayid mishum chamishas kainim she sofet eruv kosher shmamina. So right, it's not Rabbi Yosi Shita himself, it's Rabbi Yosi saying it over the name of his Rebbe. That his Rebbe holds a Sofik Tchumim, since it's only Midirabbanan, you go to Kula. But then Echlami, Rabbi Yossi himself holds, even on a Sofet Rabbonim, also we go to Chumrah. So Rashi, you must listen, the Rabbi Yachtum is see. Yeah. So Mel, it's not Shreya, it's no steering of Rabbi Yossi either. Rabbi Ramah says another Teretz. Rabbi Ramah Taya, Hossa, minor time with Rabbi Yossi. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is Machmer here, again, the Shaila was where the person went into Mayim Shuvim. So the person became Tamim with Rabbonim. And then it's a Sofet if he made a good tefillah or not. He went into the mikvah. We have a suffix, was the mikvah kosher or not? So there Rabbi Yossi says, you go to Chumrah and to say the person is still Tomei. I, why now Mishnah does he say a suffix Erev is kosher? Teretz is like this. Rabbi Yossi, hemet Tomei achas kosoin, v'yeim eloi tovum. That there the pshat is, once the person became Tomei with the Rabbon and he's Tomei. Now he went to the mikvah. We have a suffix, was it feel good or not? So Minas Sofik will say, Hemed Tomei, Al Ches Kosei, that the Tum is still there. Mistam the Tfilah didn't help him. So the Gemara Adi Rabbah, Hemed Mikvah Al Ches Kosei, but we have a Sofik like, is there still Aboim son in Mikvah? So the Havamina was that Metchilu we knew you had a Kosher Mikvah here. And now today we have a Sofik, maybe the Mikvah is not Kosher or not. So if I care, Shtel the Mikvah on a Cheskes Taira, so when he went to the Mikvah, he like made a Vada Maisa Tfilah. So there should be no Sofik Tum at all. And let's say the mikvah is not chosar. Let's say b'shas he was tevul, it was 100% good mikvah. The teretz says we're putting a kimtom, the mikvah shle nimdad. We're talking about in a case that the mikvah really metchila never had a cheskas kashrus. We're talking about such a mikvah that metchila when you filled it up with water, you never really measured it. That's what we're talking about. So you have a suffik b'chlau of the mikvah's Torah or not. Yeah? And the person was tevul. So you have a suffik. The person himself has a cheskas tuma. We know before he went to the mikvah, he was vade tumah. So since there's a vade tumah here and a sofik tefillah, that's why we shtel nachazaka the way it was before. Mashenkin now mishnah good is a sofik eruv, but before Shabbos the truma was tahirah. You have a sofik. When did the truma become tumah? So min a sofik shtel nachazaka. Chazaka tells us it was tahor before Shabbos. Mistama was still tahor ben hashmoshes. That's why now Mishnah Rabbi Yossi goes Lekula, because you have a chazaka on the Truma. Here by Tuma, we're talking about the person himself is Vadei Tomei. Now what happened? He went to the mikvah. So you have a suffix if the mikvah is a good mikvah or not, Minas suffix tell the person the chazaka the way he was before. Before the person was Tomei, Mistomri is still Tomei. So now there's no steering, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also holds you go boss the chazaka. So now Mishnah the chazaka is that the Truma is Tahirah. And here by the person that's Tomei, the chazaka is that he's still Tomei. So Mel is no steering of Yossi. Yeah. So the Maratanya. Keitza Adam Reb Yossi, Sofik Erev Kosher. Like, what's this of the Sefto? Because, like, the Mazmur Al Mishnah. What's the, where, which case did Reb Yossi say that we have a Sofik, if the Erev is kosher or not, we go to Kula. To say, Ruvit Chumin Ischal. You're allowed to walk a Payaman out of it. What's the case? Erev Vitruma. You put down Truma. You use two Chalas from Truma. We then later on Shabbos we come and we see a dead sheretz on top of the truma. Now we don't know when did this dead sheretz come there. Did it come to the boyd yoim before Shabbos and the melo of the truma the erev is not chal? Or else sofik meshach hashecha nitmas. We have a sofik. Maybe the truma first came after Shabbos, after bein hashemoshes, and once the erev was already chal, it doesn't bother us anymore. V'chein the same thing. The peris you put down peris there. We don't know when they took off Truma Samaisis. Was the Truma Samaisis taken off before Shabbos? Or was the Truma Samaisis taken off on Shabbos? Is there a Sofik Erev kosher? This is called a Sofik Erev, and in both cases we say it's kosher. Shashi v'chein b'peiris shel tevel. Who then you have peiris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael? That's tevel. After they put him down, maybe they did take off Truma Samaisus. Sofik Meshach Hashecha Nitkino. And vice versa, then it was done by Yisr. So Rashi then, B'loi Kon Erev. On the Tzad at the beginning of Ben Hashemoshes, the Truma, you didn't take off Truma, it's so called Tevil, so it's not edible. If this Chal is not edible at that time, so the Erev is not Chal. So Sofik Meshach Hashecha Nitkino, B'loi Kon Erev. Chit Namba Masisin, A'v'loi B'Tevil. You can't make an error with Tevil. Well, the common porich, pahai, my cheskas kasha zika. Later, the Gemara gets the kasha machal in this case, it's shver. If you have Paris, that was Tevil. You have a suffix, did he take off Truma or not? There's no cheskas kashris. Fakir. Menasofik stelled the peris on the chazaka that metchilu was tevel, mistom is still tevel. So vada should be no good. Gemara still needs kashim. Vika the master of Yosi bo iklumei mehem tevel achas kosei. Now this is the kasha. How could Rabbi Yosi say in this case it's kosher? There's no cheskas kashris. Fakir the chazaka says they're still tummy. But I call upon these are two cases. Rabbi Yosi said menasofik is a good eris. Vaitam avul eris vitruma. But if you made erev with a truma, sofik teira, sofik temeya, you have a sofik metchila, what kind of peris did you put down for the erev? Metchila, did you put down truma teira, or did you put down truma temeya metchila? That's your sofik. So here there's no chazaka. You have a sofik, what type of truma did you put down the first second? In other words, in your house, you had two trumas there. You had one lechem in your house that was truma teira, and you had one lechem that was truma temeya. And now you took one of those two and one outside and put it down. We don't know which lechem you put outside. There is no chazaka. Who are then the chaim beperis? Same thing. You took peris from your house. Sofet nitkinor, sofet lo nitkinor. You don't know these peris from the bundle that you took off truma semaisis, or that you didn't take off truma semaisis. Is there in there sofet erev kosher? This is not called the sofet. That's Torah. That's kosher. For a particular reason, there's no chazaka here. You have a sofik metchilo. Which peris did you take from your house to put for the eruv? Did you take kosher or did you take treifa? So that you have a sofik, if it's good or not, pshito, the eruv is not chal. His Rabbi Yosi is only makter when we have a chazaka to say it's still on cheskes taira. Now, Fred Gemara, maishinot truma. Why do we say truma is good? This is the kasha and erasha. The first case, if you put truma there, and we have a suffix, when did it become tamei? So you say it's tor, because we're still on the chazaka, just like before when you put it down, it was tor, mistom, it's still tor ben ashmoshes. For the Gemara, peris nami. Why do you say if you put down peris there? That you had a suffix, maybe took off maisis before Shabbos, maybe took it off later. You tell me it's kosher. Hem metev lachas kosei pumfakir. And such a sofik, it should vade not be a good erev. What happened here? You took peiris that was vade tevel, and you put it down there for the erev. Now we have a sofik, the person did take off trumas amaisis, but we don't know when he took off the trumas amaisis, was it before Ben HaShemoshes? It wasn't after Ben HaShemoshes. That's our sofik. Could be even Ben HaShemoshes allowed to take off trumas amaisis. So Mela, Ben HaShemoshes, he did it. We don't know, did he do it before Ben HaShemoshes, then the Erev is Chal, or did he do it later in the middle of Ben HaShemoshes, that the Erev is not Chal? So in such a case, why do you say Misafik is kosher? Fakir. Minasafik, it should be possum. Koshtel and Chazoka. Before the Peris were Tevum, Mistom is still Tevum. Fedimar, name the Hema Tevum Lachas Kosoi. V'yayim Allah Nitkino, you didn't fix it up. And to the Gemara and Echnami, Loi Tema, don't say the case is, Safik mi v'yayim Nitkino. Don't say we have a sofik. Did he take off the maizus before Shabbos, or did he do it on Shabbos? Ela eimon sofik meboid yoim nidmo, sofik meshechashecha nidmo. We're talking about the guy put down peiris that was mesukin already. He took off peiris that you vaded, took off trumas maizus. You put down good chal out there. Now over there, somebody else had truma there, and your peiris or your chala got mixed up with truma. And it became meduma now. Meduma vaiti, not allowed to eat until you take off truma some ice again. So the pshat is, v'shas you put down yeriv, it was vaday good. We have a suffix, when did it get mixed up with truma to make it possible? So that you have a suffix, did it get mixed up on Shabbos? Or did it get mixed up before Shabbos? So hemid your yeriv beches kosrei, that v'shas you put it down, it was kosher of peiris. So mestam was still kosher ben hashmoshes. That's Pshan Rabbi Yosi. That's why it's kosher. When you have a suffix, shtel and chazaka. So my boy, Rab Shmuel bar Rab Yitzchok, me Rav Huna, he has the kasha. Hoyu lufonov shtei kikros. The person has in front of him two breads, two chalas. Achas temeya v'yachas teira. One chal is tor, one chal is temeya. Mistama they were truma, and one is tor, you're allowed to eat, and one is temeya, you're not allowed to eat. The Yomar, the person said, Erev li b'teirim. I want my Erev to be chal with the Torah Dikur 1. V'chol mokem shi. Whichever one of the two it is. In other words, we don't know which one of the two is Torah. So l'maisa l'alocha, he's not allowed to eat either one of them. Because since you have a suffix, which one is Tomei, you can't eat either one. Suffix got to go to Chumra. So what the person did was he took both of these lechems and put them both outside there for his Erev. And he said like a monoshah, kapigal yishmaya. Whichever one is Torah, I want that one to be for my Erev. Is that good or not? That's the shailam. Mahu. But the more Tiboya the Rav Meir, Tiboya the Rav Yosi, they have a kasha both of them. Zayin al Mishri, Golu Chumri, Golu Kula. What about this case? Tiboya the Rav Meir, can I have a shalom kron to Rav Meir? Even though Rav Meir says Misafik Erev, you go to Chumri and al Mishnah. Is that kind of come Rav Meir Hossam to Lekha Torah? And now Mishnah Rav Meir goes to Chumri, because right now when we find the Erev, there's no Torah there. Right now, this one chal you put out there, there's a sheretz on top of it. So when we see it Shabbos morning, we see that erev is vadei tomei. That's where Ramei goes to chumra. Mashenkin hocha hoika torah. Mashenkin over here, since you put two lechems there and one lechem is vadei tor, maybe it is a good erev. Oy Dilma declared the shayla even according to Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah. Oy Dilma fiddle the Rabbi Yosi that says no Suffolk Arab is the kula loykomri alahosam tiyamisa di Torah yodalo. There the pshat is that bein hashmoshes on its side this lechem is tor. You're allowed to eat it then. We know which one is tor and you're allowed to eat it. Aval hocho hola yodalo. But here, right now, we know 100% that Bein HaShemoshes, we do not know which one is Tor and which one is Tomei. So Lamaisa, Bein HaShemoshes, you're not allowed to eat either one of them. Even though really one you are allowed to, but since you don't know which one yes, which one no, Lamaisa, you can't eat either one of them. Or Malehi answered back, Aloch Riz, Bein L'Rab Yosi, Bein L'Rab Mei, you should know, Bein HaNsud HaRuyim about Yoyim V'Lechem. The Aloch of Erev Tchumim is, you have to be able to eat that Lechem about Yoyim. That means before you put it down, even before Shabbos starts, it has to be such a suda that you're allowed to eat it. Here, Lamaisa, you can't eat these two lechems. Even though it's only minasafik, but Lamaisa, you can't eat them. Since you can't eat them, the loch is the erev is not chal. That's the klal. Vina and suda ruim abayjun. When you put the erev down before Shabbos, it has to be roy to be eaten. That's one story we had before. You're allowed to make an eruv tchum even for Yom Kippur. Even though on Yom Kippur itself, you're not allowed to eat the bread. You have a chiyuv to fast. You're not allowed to eat. But the pshat was, when you put the bread down right before Yom Kippur, at that time you are allowed to eat the lechem. So you see, the din of eating an erev tchum is, right before Shabbos, you have to be able to eat the lechem. And here you can't eat the lechem before Shabbos, so pshit to the erev is not chal, according to everybody. Fighting about another shaylo. Boy, minei rovim rav nachman. Kikizu, I make a tanai. I have a piece of bread, and I say, Hayoim choil. Today is Friday. Today it's choil. It's normal bread. I can eat it today. Ulamacha kodesh. But on Shabbos, I want it to become hegdish. So I'm makdish it today and Friday. I'm making it tonight. I'm saying this bread today on Friday it's choil. Whoever wants to eat it, gazunt, I eat it. If nobody eats it today, by tomorrow this piece of bread becomes hegdish. I'm makdish it. If it becomes hegdish, you can't use it for ubit chumim because you're not allowed to eat hegdish. So what's the halacha? Kikazu hayoim choil ulamacha kodesh. The Yomer, and he said, Erev li bezeh, I want this piece of bread to be my Erev. Maho, what's the loch? Is it good or not? Omele, he answered back, Erev ha-Erev. You should know the Erev is chal. Why? Like we're saying, because before Shabbos starts, you're allowed to eat this lechem, it's chol. And that's the zman when the bread has to be eaten. It has to be able to be eaten at before Shabbos. So when you put it down Friday, right before Shabbos starts, it's still chol, you're allowed to eat the lechem. Therefore, the Erev is chal. Eruv Yeruv. What about Faker? Hayoim Kodesh. I said Faker. Today, Friday, it should become Kodesh, should be Hegdish. Ulamacha Choyl. I made my Tanai, it's only Hegdish for one day. Tomorrow, on Shabbos, to come Shabbos, it becomes Choyl automatically. V'yom Eruv Libazir. And I said, I want to use this Lechem now for Eruv. Mahu? Or Malay, ain't Eruv Yeruv. You know, the Eruv is not Chal. Like we're saying, it's very poshid. Because since Friday, right before Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat this lechem, because it's still Hegdish then. You said today, Friday is Hegdish. It first becomes Chol on Shabbos. So since Lamaisa today, you can't eat it, Avadah, it's Ainu Ruvi Erev. But for the Gemara Mishnah, what's the chilgul in the two cases? As he didn't know, Klo, what the svar was. Omele, he answered back, L'chitecho le kura de milcha. When you sit down and count a barrel of salt, then I'll tell you. In other words, he went to tell him, think a little bit, and you'll find out the terrors. Now what's the chilgul? Hayoim chol, in the ratio where you say, today it's chol, today you're allowed to eat the bread. Ulamacha kodesh, but just on Shabbos. That's when you want the kedusha to be chal. The locher is, misveika leinachtalei kedusha. That misofik, in other words, bein hashmoshes, that's when the erubet chum is chal. Erubet chum is chal bein hashmoshes. Mamish, the first second when Shabbos comes in. But that's really a suffix even if it's Shabbos or not. So now you want to know when does Hegdish chal? Hegdish min ha-suffix is not chal until it's Vade Shabbos. Because again, like Yishtel and Chazokam, Friday this piece of bread was chol. So a whole day Friday it's Vade chol. When does it first become Hegdish? When it's Vade Shabbos. Bein Hashmoshes of a Sofik, if it's Shabbos or not, it's not Chal yet to Kedusha. So Mela, Bein Hashmoshes is bread like it's still edible. See Rashi? Rashi, Ayoim Choyel, Olomocha Kedish, O Bein Hashmoshes, at the beginning is Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes. The Kineyas Erev, that's the time when an Erev is Chal, a Rubi Tchal, the Tchumim is Chal, Bein Hashmoshes, Sveikuhu. It's a Sofik then if it's Kedush or not. Because that's the side of Bein Hashmoshes. It's a suffix, is it Shabbos or isn't it Shabbos? So the klal is, Omisveka leftifkim emilsa kemaisam. Again, like there's a chazoka, that this bread is vecheskas chulin, because on Friday it was chulin. So if you have a suffix now, if it's still Friday or not, min a suffix will shtel on as chazoka was before. It was chulin on Friday, so it's still chulin until it's Vaday Shabbos. When is it Vaday Shabbos? After Bein Hashmoshes. Come to say, is the Zman of Bein Hashmoshes, Sofik Shabbos, Sofik Chol, the bread was the Cheskas Chulin, so that's the Zman Erev is Chal. Maybe the Erev could be Chal with this. This was a Chulin lick of bread, you were allowed to use it for an Erev. Mashenkin the other way is Pum Faker. What about Hayoim Kodesh? You said today on Friday you want your bread to be Hegdish. That was my tonight. Ulamacha Chol. And automatically you said tomorrow on Shabbos, Hegdish should go off this Lechem, should go off the Chalom. And you left this Chal now for Yerev. The locker is, Misveiko lepoka lekedusha. Here as far as pum faker lepoka kedushasim minei. Now bein hashmoshes that was sopik. Is it still Friday or is it Shabbos? So on Friday it has kedusha to it. The bread is kodesh. When does it become chulin? First on Shabbos. So bein hashmoshes the sopik if it's still Friday or not. So still on the chazaka the way it was Friday. Friday was hegdish. It's still hegdish. When does the kedusha go off it? Only when it's Vaday Shabbos. So Bein HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, it still has a Din Kedusha on it. Maybe you can't eat this bread. The male of the Erev is not Chal. So it's a Pasha the Chilik. Yeah. So the Martinan Hossam. We learned also Din in Tfu Yoyim, Lugin Tfu Yoyim. You have a Lug, that means it's not about a Pirish Kadim. Like you have barrels, that's a Tfu Yoyim. Tfu Yoyim, it has Tumah to it. It can't be Matam anything else. It's Tomei until the night time. Now, Shemolo min hachobiyas shel meiser. You filled up these barrels with meiser. Meiser tevel. Meiser tevel means you have meiser rishon in these barrels. Now, the locher is a tful yoim is not metama meiser rishon. A tful yoim is only metama truma, or else truma's meiser, not meiser rishon. Meiser rishon is not makabel tuma from the tful yoim. So, these barrels now were tful yoim. And you put inside the barrels Maiserishin that you did not take off Truma's Maiser yet. So far nothing is Tomei yet. Yeah. Shal Maiser Tevel. The Yoma, the person said like this, Hareze Truma's Maiser Lichashatechshach. I want at night time on Shabbos, that's when I want to be Chal the Din Truma's Maiser. Now the locher is that a Tfu Yoim is Tomei only for the daytime. When it comes at night time, the Tful Yoim becomes Tor. We're talking about Mastam, you put the card in the mikvah ready. So it's only Tummy till the night time. When it comes at night time, the Tummy goes off. So in such a case, the locher is, Dvar of Kayomim. You should know everything is kosher. That what? Because when does it become Chal Trumas Meiser? At night time. At night time, it's not a Tful Yoim anymore. So this barrel was never Metam of the Trumas Meiser. Because when you put the Meiser inside it, when it was Tfuyoyim, it wasn't Trumas Maisi, it was only Maiserishin. Maiserishin is not Makabel Tumah from the Tfuyoyim. When does it become Trumas Maiser? At night time. At night time it's already not a Tfuyoyim anymore. Mail is good. The Yamama Erev Libezeh. What about the person says, I want the Rubit Chumim to be Chal with this barrel? I have a barrel of Peris here, that the barrel of Peris are Maiserishin, and it's in a barrel that has Tumas Tfuyoyim on it. What's going to be the Loch? I use it for an Erev or not? Is lo yom maklum? He didn't know what to answer. He kept quiet. Omar Rava, zoy semeris. From here, I have a raya. No, forget. Yeah, your mom erev li bezeh lo yom maklum. Forget. He said the erev is not chal. That was his answer. The person said the erev should be with this maiserishin. You should know lo yom maklum. Why not? Omar Rava, zoy semeris. Soif hayoyim koin erev. When is the erev chal? The Erev is Chal Soif HaYoy means the end of Friday. Means right real before Shabbos even starts. At the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, that's when Eruv Etchum is Chal. Soif HaYoy means the end of Friday. So here, at the end of Friday, you have Maaser Rishon. Now, when did you say the Trumas Maaser should be Chal? First Misha Techshach, at nighttime. So right now, the beginning of Bein HaShemashos, it's Maaser Rishon, and you didn't take off the Trumas Maaser yet, you're not allowed to eat it. Since you're not allowed to eat it, it can't be good for an Erev. An Erev has to be edible. Here, Bein HaShemashos, you're not allowed to eat this Maaser, because you have Maaser Rishon, and you're Tevel, you didn't take off the Trumas Maaser yet. You made it tonight, the Trumas Maaser should be Chal Misha Techshach. That means at night turn. When is it night turn? It means when it's Vaday Shabbos. But Erev, Tchum has to be Chal, boy, Joy means Friday. The last second of Friday, Bein HaShemashos, that's when the Erev is Chal. At that time, it was Tevel. It was not Trumas Maaser, it wasn't Chal, you can't eat it. Is Zois Samaris, Saifa Yom Karn Erev. So the Mardi, Saka Daituch, Tchilasa Yom Karn Erev, because if you can tell me, the beginning of Shabbos, that's what's kind of the Erev, or Bezoid, Iyoma Erev Li Bezeh, Amayla Yom Aklum. If he said, I want the Erev to be Chal with these Paris. Now what happened? These Paris on Friday were Maaser Rishon. You didn't take off Trumas Maaser. But you made it tonight that the Trumas Maaser should be Chal Misha Techshach. So as soon as Shabbos is Chal, it's Chal the Trumas Maaser. So at that second, you are allowed to eat the Paris. You know, like you made it tonight, the Trumas Maaser is on the right side. So the left side, you're allowed to eat. So if the Erev is first Chal at the beginning of Shabbos, here at the beginning of Shabbos, it's edible. So why isn't the Erev Chal? So here you have a raya that Eruv Etchumim, it's Chal, the last second of Friday, not the beginning of Shabbos. So the Gemara name, he's talking about the Tchias HaYom Kon Erev, Yom Erev Li Bezeh, Amar Li Yom Aklum, Amar Apopo Teres No Raya, Afilu Teima Tchias HaYom Kon Erev. Maybe you'll tell me that when is the Eruv Etchumim Chal at the beginning of Shabbos? The first second of Shabbos, even after Bein HaShemashos, that's when Erev is Chal. Over here, even though at that second, that's when the Trumas Maaser is Chal, and then it's not Tevel. You're allowed to eat these Paris, but still it's no good for Erev. Why? Because Erev is Be'inon Suda, Horuyim Abod Yoim V'lekov. Like we had before, an Erev has to be, the Lechem you put down for the Erev, has to be edible even before the Erev is Chal. Meboy Joim on Friday, the last second of Friday, our kopon has to be edible. So here, when you put down this Erev Friday, the last second, it was Trumas Maaser without the Truma Gedolah, without the Trumas Maaser taken out of it. So at the beginning of the last second of Friday, it's also Titus Erev. Because this is Truma is Maaser Rishon without the Truma Maaser taken off it. So Trumas Maaser Rishon is a Chiv Misa Titit. If ye eat my solution without taking off the truth.
You're holding the Aflamet Vov Omer Aleph, the bottom Gemara, we'll start over again. Tanan Hosen, login it's full yoin. If you have a card, a pitcher full of a pitcher that is a full yoin, that means it was Tomei, and you were Tovel in the mikvah today, and the din of a full yoin is you have to wait till Harash Shemesh, till at night time, then it becomes Tohor. Shemolo min hachovius shel meiser tevel. Now inside it, you filled it up with the meiser, which is tevel, which means you did not take off the trumas meiser from the meiser. In other words, you gave the meiser to the Levi, and now it's a chayv upon the Levi to take off trumas meiser, and they didn't take off trumas meiser yet. Now the halacha is a tful yoim is pasels a truma, or else it pasels trumas meiser. Mashen kein meiser doesn't pasel. So therefore, right now, all you have inside this pitcher is only Maaser. So therefore, even though the pitcher is a Tfuyayim, the pitcher is not Metame, the Maaser inside. Because you didn't take off Trumas Maaser, there's no Trumas Maaser here. Now the Maaser is V'yoma, now the person says, Hareza Trumas Maaser Likeshatechshach. At night time, then it should be Chal Trumas Maaser from this Maaser. That's what he says. Is the Locha Dvar of Kayomim. Everything is okay. Because the Tful Yom, this Keli, this pitcher that's Tomei, at night time it becomes Tohor. Now, when does he say the Trumas Maaser should be Chal? At night time. So by the time it becomes night, when it's Chal, the Din, Trumas Maaser, the Kli is already Tohor, therefore it's not Metame, the Trumas Maaser, therefore Dvar of Kayom, everything is good. So tomorrow, V'yimma Ma'eru Eruvu Li Bezeh, let's say though the person says he wants to use these Perus, or this Chalam, for an Eruv, then layom maklum. The lachris, he didn't say anything, which means the Erev is not Chal. Now, why not? So the Gemara Omar Rava Zoy Semeris. From here, there is a raya. Here it is said that Soif Hayoim Koin Erev. When is the Erev Chal Erubi Tumim? It's Chal Soif Hayoim, the end of the day, which means Friday. The end of Friday, right before Shabbos. It means at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshois, that's when the Erev has to be Chal. Now here, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshois, it was not Chal Trumas Maisa yet. Therefore, this Maisa is also teeth. It's Tevel. You didn't take off the Trumas Maisa. The Trumas Maisa was first Chal Likishatech Shach at night. Therefore, at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshois, the Erev was not Roy teeth. Therefore, the Erev is not Chal. So Rashi, Seif Hayoim, Tchilas Ben Hashmoshois. It means the beginning of Ben Hashmoshois. Shu Seif Hayoim Shel Erev Shabbos. That's the end of Erev Shabbos. Is Koin Erev, that's the time when the Erev is Chal, Zatrashi, V'Soif HaYoyim Akati, Tevel Hu. At the end of the day, at the beginning of Ben HaShemoshes, these Peris, or this Chal is still Tevel, because he first said the Trumas Meisah should be Chal L'Kishatech Shach at night. Therefore, at Ben HaShemoshes, the Erev is not Ruoi Tit, the Erev is not Chal. So if you mark,